Hi, Steve.
Hey, Evan, how's it going? Sorry about going off on a tangent so much.
Oh, no problem, man. It's just my system went down for a moment there.
I didn't know if you hung up on me because I was rambling and filling off about this shit with the customers.
No, sometimes the system on my end goes down. Anyways.
I don't want to waste your time, you know, bending your ear about something that's not important to what we're trying to accomplish.
Well, within this, I mean, is there anything I could answer for you, Steve? I mean, this definitely looks like a great fit on my end. It's definitely going to meet all your needs and really get you back out there with some consistent work. Does that sound like something that you could do?
I would love to get results like that, absolutely. So, there's so many people, there's so many companies, it's like I've contacted a bunch of these places off of Facebook and whatever. Some of them say that, they're going to, generate leads for you. Some of them say that, there's no guarantee about them. Some of them say there's a money-back guarantee about the leads, and this and that. And it's like, it's just gotten confusing. I've talked with too many of them, and let them know that, I'll think about it and get back to them. One guy says that the only thing he's going to do is send out like 4,000 text messages a day or something like that to, potential, tree customers, that somehow that's going to generate leads and stuff and whatever. So I don't know. It sounds funny. I see red flags about some stuff or whatever, I don't want to fall into something that's a scam. That's why I was telling you about that one experience that I had where they destroyed my business listing, blew it away. They created a brand new business listing that had no rating, no reviews.
Right.
And like, if they would have told me, well, we tried to transfer all the reviews that you had from your old business listing to this new one that we created for you to see. One of the things that they did was, and why they created a whole new business listing is because, I went from, the name of the company being Arborscaper Tree and Landscape, which that's what it says on the website. I changed it to, created a C Corp. And when I created the C Corp, it kind of supersedes, and I was told by the lawyer, the law firm or whatever that I did the C Corp through. They said that the C Corp overrides, supersedes, and makes any DBA or whatever null and void, right? So.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we're not going to do that. Not just essentially be shooting ourselves in the foot. We're going to take yours we're not going to make a new profile.
I think my business listing says Arborscaper Tree Service Inc. That's totally fine. And it doesn't even matter that the website says Arborscaper Tree and Landscape because they're really one and the same.
That's not going to make people be turned off or think that it's not the same business. We're going to use that same profile and just promote that one because that'll save us time and help us put you onto that first result easier.
Cool.
And we'll get you all going. I mean, let me get some baseline information from you. We get just the first month paid and we'll schedule like a client interview, which is just with one of our specialists, that program for us. And they really deep dive and get all the information that I don't get from you. Now, let me go ahead and get these going for us. Let me ask you, Steve, what are your
We got a little problem, Evan. Okay. Mm-hmm. My bank accounts are extremely low on money right now, and my business account's actually overdrawn by a few hundred, right? So, and I just did a tree job, just finished a tree job, today, that I started on Tuesday. And
all right.
I had not done any tree work or made any money since the Monday before that. Okay. So I'm just emerging from wintertime, right? And I'm not in good shape financially. So, I think this job that I just did was a $2,200 job. right? I think it cost me $700 or $800 to do it. Okay. When I started the job, I think I might have had, almost $1,000 on me. Okay. The morning of the job, I stopped at a chainsaw store and I bought a new bar for one of my primary ground saws. Okay. 28 inch bar. That was $106 for the bar. I bought 4 chains, right? And a package of files. And I had to get a spring loaded, mount. For my climbing saw, for the handle, because it was broken. And I wasn't going to be able to work out of the bucket with that saw, with the handle flopping around and whatever. It would have probably caused the fuel line to come disconnected, or it would have ripped like the little intake boot or something, whatever, right? And then the saw would have started running like shit and whatever. So, you know, and I don't have a backup climbing saw right now because my second climbing saw has been in the shop since last fall. Because it got yanked out of my hand from 45 foot up in the air, right, and came down on the goddamn street on the pavement, right, and the handle got smashed and some other stuff got broken and whatever. And so it's been in the shop. They called me 2 months ago and said it was done, right, and that my cost to pick it up is $530. I have not had an extra $530, right. So I have an $808.80 per month truck payment that I make on a 2500 HD GMC that I bought brand new 5 years ago. Okay. So I've been making those payments, right, for 5 years. Okay. February's payment for February 2025, I just made that payment 3 weeks and 2 days late. Okay. And I'm not going to be able to make this month's payment on time. It's due on the 28th of every month. Okay. So, but my business liability insurance is up for renewal. I have to get that taken care of by midnight on the 7th of April so that I have no lapse in my business liability insurance, okay? So, and I have to deal with that overdraft to my bank account too, my business account, because I have my payments for my business liability insurance set up on auto pay, right, with the business banking checking account. So I got to deal with that overdraft for two reasons, to keep the business insurance going right and having the payments happen smooth. And I got to deal with the overdraft because if I don't take care of that within the next like week or so, the bank is going to close the account and take and put that in collection. Okay. So and I don't want that to happen, right? So I don't want the account to get closed down. I want to, you know. So right now the money that I have in my pocket, okay, from doing this tree job and whatever, okay, I have to go to the bank, put money in the business checking account. Right, to bring that account current and to have a positive balance in that account of at least $20 or $30, okay? And then I can put some money in my personal checking account that, you know, can be earmarked or whatever for getting things, the ball rolling with you.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
So you said you need $240 or something?
Yeah, it's just $249 to get you started, and then we get everything going for you. Yeah.
I see. All right. So anyways, and before I make that payment, you're going to do what? You're going to get some information from me so that you can email me some things and whatever and stuff like that, or what?
Yeah, I'm going to get some information from you just because we have a specialist that essentially onboards you. And that's like a baseline for them. And then whatever they need to deep dive in, we're going to schedule a call with you and them where they can clarify anything they need to, set up any avenue of access they need to. And then from there, they get straight to work and get you up and rolling generally within a week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So anyways, I've gotten a couple calls lately because – there isn't anybody doing anything as far as SEO or anything on my business listing right now, and there hasn't been for a few months or longer. So, and I think that might be why, like, in the last week or so, I've been getting these weird calls, which I just hang up on them, right, where they try to say that my business listing is not verified, and they're asking me if I'm the business owner and whatever and this and that, and they want to know if, you know, whatever, they're telling me that the listing is in jeopardy of being suspended if it's not already because it needs to be verified and that, which I know is a bunch of shit. You know what I mean? So because what I had to go through to get it to get it verified and to get this new business listing going, right, like you said, about 15 months ago, you know what I mean, was crazy. And I never had to do that before, and I never thought I'd ever have to do it. So, but the reason why I had to do it is because I had a P.O. box that I was using for the corporation, and Google didn't like it that I was using a P.O. box. So I had to start using my home address for the business. Even though I don't have a brick-and-mortar location, my home where I live in, my residence, you know what I mean? You know, they wanted me to, I had to do a video with my phone that showed the nearest street intersection, right, okay, and, you know, the street sign, and then come up to the front of my house and show, they had to be able to see the house number on the front of the house, and then they had me walk in my front door, and I had to show them that I was using my key to unlock the door and go in. And then as I went in, I had to have one of my lawn signs up, so that, you know, in there, so that I had, like, the business, like a sign or whatever. Like, and actually, the sign was up outside the house. Okay, I had it leaning up against the front of the house, one of my
business
signs. And so I showed that and everything, and then I went in the house, and then I had to go into the computer, right, to my desk, and I had to show them on the video a proof of insurance certificate or whatever, okay, that had my business name on it, okay, and this house address, my residence address. It just so happened that I wasn't using the P.O. box address, okay, for the business liability insurance. Okay, so the proof of insurance certificate, you know, had the right address on it and stuff. And then I had to freaking upload this video, right, and everything. Like,
yeah, that whole verification process I'm pretty well aware of. Like, they have to do the video and you can go through there.
I was using a company called CGI, which is also known as ReviewTube, and I had signed up with them and stuff and whatever. And it was a tough season for me last year was really tough, and like I said, business was down, and even though these guys helped me get my business listing going and stuff and get a new one running and live and stuff and everything, right, you know, and apparently they were doing SEO and some other stuff, they called it speed, and they said they were charging me for what they call speed, right, was what their terminology was for it or whatever, and so, you know, anyways, they really weren't doing much of anything else. They were just focusing on trying to help this business with this new business looking get, you know, better search results on Google Maps, you know, and it's placement right now is not too bad, but I need it to be way, way better. You know, because there's companies that haven't even been in business for as long as I've been in business that are being run by and operated and stuff by guys that, you know, don't even have half of the experience overall that I have in this business, okay?
Right.
You know, so I have 30 years of experience, right? And I've been running my own show for 16 years. There's companies out there like Spartan Tree that he's got a sponsored Google thing that comes up above any Google Maps listings and stuff or whatever with, you know, so my Google business listing is sponsored and everything, right? So, you know, and this and that. And it's like, you know, and it says right on there that, you know, he's been in business for 11 years. And I know that that company is getting a lot of business. I know that they're very busy. Plus, there's this other guy that I happen to know, right? This guy, James, he's got a company called Total Tree, right? And he works, I think he's located near, like, the Canandaigua, Farmington area. And, you know, last time I ran into him and talked to him, he's telling me that, you know, he's doing $40,000 to $50,000 worth of business every month. He's got two freaking spider lifts that are both like, you know, 85 foot reach spider lifts or something, or 82 foot or whatever. And, you know, so, and he can handle the payments on those. He's got a brand new chipper. He's got an articulating loader, you know. He's got a nice stump grinder. He's got some nice trucks and stuff like that and whatever. You know what I mean? And he's got a special truck that, you know, he's got like, that he can haul the damn, it's like a flatbed thing or something, right? And that's like a low boy flatbed, and they haul the spider lifts around them. You know, he might even have two of those, one for each spider lift. I'm not sure. You know, so he's structured way, way bigger than me, right? And, you know, his girl runs a realty business and stuff that's pretty well established and everything. And from what he told me, like, you know, like the financing and stuff for the spider lifts and whatever, like that she, you know what I mean, or whatever, actually got the financing for those, saying that and justifying that, you know, they use these spider lifts or whatever for the realty business. You know what I mean?
Right.
So he's got a wife that's pretty successful in realty and everything. And, you know, so the two of them are like quite a team, you know what I'm saying, you know, in business and very, very supportive in huge ways or whatever of each other, you know? So, and, so.
Yeah, I mean, but like, that isn't by mistake. I mean, within his action.
The only thing that I've ever made payments on as far as a piece of equipment is my 2015 Graco stump grinder. And I had a guy that I was renting a half a house from, right, when I first started my business up, right? This guy used to be my landlord, and we kind of became friends, you know, and he financed me, like, directly, where it's kind of like he drew up, like, a rent-to-own agreement and whatever. And so he helped me with $10,000. Right.
Nice.
When I first bought this stump grinder, you know, and whatever. So, you know, I pitched in like, I don't know, like $3,500, and then I had to buy a trailer, and I paid $1,000 or whatever for shipping to get the machine here, you know. So I found it on equipmenttrader.com, and it was being sold by some acquisitions company that basically had it because the thing had been repoed or something from somebody, you know, and it needed a little TLC, but for the most part it was a good machine. You know, and I've owned it now for, how long have I had it? 5 years? I think 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I still actually owe this guy about $550 to finish paying him off. You know, so, and I haven't made a payment to him in probably 8 months. And I keep telling him, I'm sorry, his money's too tight. You know, I only had to pay $167 a month to review tube, right? And I paid him a few months here and there. I fell behind by 3 or 4 months and whatever, and I thought that I was going to end up, you know, being able to get caught up, but I couldn't, you know. I had a big, huge repair that I had to do to my dump truck. I had to limp around with that thing all summer with it running on 5 fuel injectors, right, basically, because one of the injectors was skipping bad, right, and causing the motor to, like, just have low power and whatever, and, poor acceleration. I had a lot of trouble climbing hills with it, you know, and it was running like crap, and it was very, very tragic because I actually replaced the motor in that truck, right? You know, cost me a lot of money. I spent my life savings one winter, you know, so it went in the motor, like, the motor that was in it when I bought it, right, like, it had bad blowback, and I took it in and dropped it off at the shop to have them do an oil change on it. And somehow they never even did the oil change. They said they added a quart to it, right? And they did an inspection on it, but they charged me like a ton of money to do the inspection. They said that they had to rewire some lights or something like that, some marker lights and stuff or whatever. And they had to replace the four ways didn't work or whatever. So they changed out the whole turn signal four-way switch in the column or something. And, you know, and that thing messed up on the truck. The next time it needed to get through an inspection, it had to be changed again, the four ways. Right? So,
yeah.
It was a shit job change and whatever. So, for all I knew, they put a used part in there, and they charged me all that money. I never paid so much money to get a truck or a vehicle through a near state inspection in my life, you know, and I'm talking since they started the tree business up. So, a place called Penn Diesel, you know, and I had to get that truck fixed, and I knew it was going to cost me $3,000 to get the truck fixed, right? So, I barely scraped together the money, okay, and got that truck fixed before wintertime because I knew I wasn't going to be able to work with it during the winter with it running the way it was running, It was going to be very hard to start and stuff like that during the winter, even if I was keeping the block heater plugged in and everything, right? Even with, you know, fresh batteries in it and all nine. So I wasn't going to freaking keep running my business and using this truck with it running the way it was running, because it was going to lead to additional engine damage. I wasn't going to ruin this motor that I put in this truck that only has like 95,000 miles on it, okay, that cost me over 18 grand or whatever to freaking buy it, ship it, pay for the labor to have it put in to the truck and all that stuff, you know. So I bought this truck for 9 grand, and I have like $48,000 into this truck, right, you know, and I've only owned the thing for about 4 years, you know, so.
Right.
You know, anyways,
well, with this, what is, now, what's the now, timeline do you think you could do something like this?
If I'm not getting more business, if things don't go back to where I'm as busy as I was 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 years ago, okay? Because I'll tell you right now, I was making way better money. I was getting so many calls and setting up so many estimates that I couldn't hardly even find the time around getting work done to even make time for the estimates. I was almost gonna hire the a buddy of mine that is a semi-retired tree service owner, okay, to see if he would take down some of my estimates, and I was gonna offer to pay him, give him 15% commissions. I remember calling him and having a talk on the phone with him about it, you know. So. But anyways, I need things to get back to that, where I'm so busy that I hardly even have time to even, you know, get to all the estimates and stuff like that I can line up. I want to get back to being that busy again, you know. So
well, we'll definitely get
generating.
This is the I want
to get back. I want to get back to where every single week, right, I'm generating between $3,800 and $6,400 in profit margins.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely get you there. This is, without a doubt, the number one tool that's going to do that for you. It's just a matter of when you're ready to move forward and when you're ready to take that on. Because, honestly, Steve, this is something that's going to pay for itself, like I said, within its first month or two. I understand you're hard for cash, but you need a plan to get yourself out of that hole. And something as inexpensive as this that's going to take care of itself as quick as it is, I believe is definitely going to be your number one answer for that.
All right, so I'll tell you what. How about this? Can we set it up or whatever for somebody to call me tomorrow? Because it's already 6:30. I'm trying to put my stump grinder away in my garage and disconnect it, okay, and be done with my day. I had a very, very long day today. It was supposed to be just go and work for 2.5 hours and clean up some stump grindings, okay, and collect my final balance from this lady. And then it turned into that it ended up eating up my whole day. And instead of only having to pay out maybe $50 or whatever to my helper today, okay, right, I had to give him, I gave him $144. So, you know, now my immediate profit margin from this job is much less than I was hoping it was going to be when I, you know, agreed to take the job and stuff and whatever and agreed to the price that this lady, you know, bargained me down to, chewed me down to, you know, to do the job for her. So this other company that she wanted to hire couldn't get to it for 2 weeks. And she didn't want to wait. She wanted it done right away. You know, my schedule was open and this and that, so she went with me. You know, and you know what? She didn't find me on the internet. She didn't find me in the Penny Saver. I put some of my own postings up and whatever, like little ads, right, on Facebook. And she seen it and she responded to that. You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, what we can do, Steve, is I just need like 5-10 minutes of your time, get some baseline information from you, just get the payment, and then for tomorrow we can go
in. What's the information? Let me tell you.
Hours of operation.
In a half hour, it's going to be 7 o'clock. And by the time it's 7 o'clock, I want to be, you know, starting to enjoy my evening.
Yeah, well, let's get this going. What are your hours of operation?
Right now, we can say that I'm open 24 hours because I don't want to limit myself or have people not call me because they think I'm not open. You know, some people work night shifts or whatever. And, you know, So
24/7?
I don't know. Right now, let's just say I'm open 24 hours a day, because
Okay.
I'm willing to. I want people to feel free to call me anytime. Mm-hmm. I don't do emergency tree work, but I'll tell you right now, if somebody were to call me, and it's late at night, but it's past dark, 10, 11 o'clock at night, and they've got a tree that fell over in their front yard and, landed on their car, and, they want me to come over and cut it up and get it off their car and get their driveway clear or something for them, I would do it. So I'll take emergency work, only if it is going to be a real good fit for me and I feel like doing it and they are willing to agree to a price that's going to make it, really worth my while, because I'm going to charge somebody twice as much for that as I would somebody that would, wait a couple of days or whatever for me to get to it,
Right, because that's the need. And, all right, so we got you down for that 24/7, and, of course, you're licensed and insured with this company, right?
Nobody's licensed. There's no such thing as licensed. You can be
just in the sense of LLC.
What? Oh, yeah. Well, no. I have a C corp. That's even better than an LLC.
Okay, perfect. That's all we're
but
looking
I'm
for.
I'm not bonded.
I've
had customers
problem.
Tell me, "Oh, I only want to hire somebody that's insured and bonded." Well, I'm insured. I have a maximum aggregate of $4 million with my policy. It's a $2 million, $4 million, right, for the liability insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, that's
so
all we need
well
is really
insured.
The insurance side of it, and as long as you have that C-Corp, we're perfectly
I'm accredited,
fine.
I'm accredited with the BBB. I pay $40 a month in accreditation dues. I got an A-plus rating with them, and I've been accredited with them since 2016, right? So, I have great reviews on the BBB profile and stuff like that. I've got, right now, most of the reviews that are on my Google thing or whatever there are 5-star reviews. I don't know, man. I do need some assistance. I definitely do. I need way better visibility, and I need to be able to compete better with the other tree services around that are, in my opinion, getting, the bulk of, of the work.
Well, speaking of that, Steve,
it's taking too much food off of my table and whatever because
right. And let's get it back.
I'm not
speaking
getting
of
better.
That, what are some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting us to put you in and have you be found in?
Okay, I'm going to give you a list.
Okay, let's go.
Pittsburgh, Mendon, Rush, Henrietta, Fairport, East Rochester, Webster, Irondequoit, Greece, Spencerport, Gates, Brockport, Byron, Bergen, Caledonia. Caledonia is in Livingston County, but I grew up there, and I'm real familiar with it. And I've worked in Avon a few times. So that's in Livingston County. I don't know. Is Avon in Livingston? I think that's in Livingston County too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've worked in Lyons, which basically is like in between Avon and in Caledonia. Let's see, where else? Victor, New York. What else is out that way?
I mean, that gives me a rough idea. The client interview specialist is going to get deeper
really,
dive.
I don't.
Yeah.
There's. I know there's too much competition in Canandaigua. The further that I have to go from home base, the harder it is for me to really compete when I go and do an estimate, because I got to figure in a premium for the commute. It's tough to deal with the extra operating costs and whatever when, the further the commute is, but like I said, I worked in Pavilion before too. You could do that also. Pavilion, New York. I'd gladly go back to Pavilion. I've had plenty of customers in Leroy, right? So you could say Leroy, New York. Yeah.
All right, perfect.
I don't know what kind of a radius that is in miles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Gives me a perfect idea. Now, Steve,
we got Hilton and Hamlin too. Let's not forget that. Hilton and Hamlin.
Perfect.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ontario, New York, let's say that too. Because I can go right for my storage, right out 104, past Webster, right, you know?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I got those all down. Now, Steve, is your full name Steven?
Yeah, it is. The legal spelling is with a PH, but, you know, I pretty much just, for the most part, always spell it with a D.
Yeah, this is just for our internal purposes. And what is your last name?
Yeah. Smith.
Smith. All right, perfect. And what's a good email for you, Steven?
The business email is T as in Tom, R as in Red, E as in Edward, E as in Edward. So he spells the word tree, right, at the very beginning, right? And then my last name attached to that, so it's Tree Smith with the digit 5, the symbol at, then Rochester, which is the city that I, you know, primary city. It's Rochester.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Dot RR, right, as in R as in red, R as in red.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's rr.com. RR actually stands for Roadrunner. It's an old Time Warner cable email address, which Charter Communications, or otherwise known as Spectrum, supports now.
So it's treesmith5@rochester.rr.com?
Yes.
Okay. Get that down. And for a billing address here for you, Steve, I have the address 68 Penn Lane, Rochester, New York. Is that a good one for you?
No.
Okay, what's a good one for
you? That hasn't been a good address for me. Well, the address that the business listing is verified under, which is 57 Duffern, D-U-F-F-E-R-N, Drive.
This would be for what the card is on, like what address the card would be under.
What do you mean card? Oh,
the payment.
Yeah,
payment card.
Obviously, yes. That's also the billing address. Yes.
Okay, perfect.
57 Duffern, D-U-F-F-E-R-N Drive, Duffern Drive, Rochester, New York, 14616.
Thank you. Give me one moment. I'm just going to apply that discount that I had for you.
I haven't really been doing much with Yelp. I think I've got like 2 good reviews and like maybe 3 or 4 bad ones on Yelp. So I don't
really
do too much with Yelp, you know. So
we'll take care of that headache for you. Don't worry about it.
I really wish that, you know, I could do something about that, you know. So
yeah, we'll manage it for you. We'll get you a better rating on there, and we're a partner of them. We've been trained. We got some resources and some workarounds for you. So don't worry about that. That's included within the package.
Maybe some of them old negative reviews or whatever can be, like, you know, removed or dropped off or something.
Yeah, definitely. We'll see what we can do about that. In some circumstances, we can definitely do that. It's all circumstantial. So once the actual technicians get their hands on it, they'll know exactly what they can do with it. And at the very least, at least bury it with some good ones so it doesn't affect you. Now for the actual payment, what kind of card is this going to be under?
I have a Visa Serve card that I can use, right? That I'd have to load the money onto, right? I have a KeyBank MasterCard for my personal checking account that I could use.
Yeah, either one works. We could take either.
Right. Like I said, I'd have to put the money in the ATM.
Okay. What about the MasterCard? Would you have to do the same thing for it as well?
The MasterCard, I'd have to put the money into my account.
Okay.
Right now the account only has probably $58 in it, right? My personal checking account. So I'd have to go and put enough money in there so that there's sufficient funds for you to, you take your payment.
Okay. What we could do is schedule a payment. We just get the information now, and then I schedule it for it to process, and then we could still schedule everything. So if tomorrow you could just hit the ground running. We already have everything processed, and then you would actually be already in coordination with the actual specialist to actually get everything programmed for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So which one were you wanting to use for the transaction? Because we wouldn't process it until you're ready.
What, do you want me to give you the card number now, Ronnie?
Do you want me to
give you the card number?
Yeah, and we'll process it whenever you want to. We're ready to process it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So the reason why I got this Visa Serve card is because I want to make sure that if I put money in an account to pay a bill or for any other reason, right, it's earmarked for something, I want to make sure that it doesn't disappear before I get to use it for what it's earmarked for, right? So because right now there's a levy in place from New York State, right? I have unemployment insurance taxes, right? So they're kind of like a fine. It's kind of like a fine more so than anything else. That the Department of Labor's Unemployment Insurance Division is claiming that I owe because of not filing something properly or whatever when I filed taxes, right? And it's all because they believe that I have employees that I'm supposed to be paying on the books that I'm not, and I'm not paying into the system, right? Okay. For the unemployment insurance on these employees. So they had no way to prove whether I'm paying anybody any wages or not. They're trying to guesstimate at what they think I'm paying out as far as wages or something for quarters of business or something. You know what I mean? So they're saying that I'm supposed to file quarterly or something or whatever. So that's another thing is I don't even really know how to even run the business legitimately as far as filing taxes and claiming income and all that other shit. I don't know how to do none of that stuff, And I can't really afford to hire a bookkeeper and or accountant or something or whatever, to help me with that stuff.
Okay.
So I'm kind of screwed up as far as that goes too. So that's why I have the Serve card. So, I'm thinking if I put money on this, I don't think that they can levy it.
Right.
Before it gets, spent on what I, intend the money for. Because I took money that went into my personal checking account, and moved it with my mobile app to my savings account. And this was before I even knew that this levy shit was about to happen. Now, they put the levy in place. I didn't know about it. And the next thing I know, I'm looking at my mobile app and I'm like, what the hell is going on here? My money, it was earmarked for paying my rent, okay, for my house, right, was gone. I'm like, what the hell? So, I mean, I was all wanting to be all mad at the bank. Like, what, I felt like they made some kind of big mistake or something, you know, or some fraud happened or something, right? So I went right in there the next morning, and I was talking to them and stuff and whatever, and they told me, you know, that they've been instructed to take money out of my account and whatever and send it to New York State for this levy shit, you know. So now, since then, I've been being very careful, and I don't – I keep my bank balances very low, right? I might keep $10, $15, $20 at the most or whatever in an account. They want to take that, they can take it and rub it on their fucking chest. They're not getting a penny out of me until I'm damn good and ready to pay them. And that's not going to be until after I hire a tax resolution center that, you know, I give them some money or whatever to go get a power of attorney, and then they're going to use that power of attorney to speak to them, the agents and stuff and whatever over there, okay, about this levy and these, this money or whatever that they say that I owe, right, and work out some sort of a settlement offer. It's going to be, you know, a fraction of it. Because they're not getting $7,200-something out of me. They can kiss my dick. Okay? You know, they'll be lucky if they end up getting... They'll be lucky if they get a fourth of it. So I can tell you the serve card, credit card number. Let me just fire up my flashlight on my phone here so that I can... see the back of the card and the number well enough to tell it to you. You ready?
Yes, sir. I'm ready when you are.
All right. It's 4930 8000 2979 9103.
Thank you. And the expiration date, please.
It's 0829.
Right,
I'll tell you right now, when the government wants to start giving me money to run this business or to build it, they want to give me some money to upgrade equipment or whatever, you know, so, because I'll tell you right now, the government didn't do shit for me my whole fucking life. I started this business up, okay, when I was freaking 39 years old, all right, and I had been through hell and back in my life till then, trying to freaking find my way and figure shit out. I've been to school for a whole bunch of crap. Went to school for drafting and designing and learned AutoCAD and stuff and whatever. I got a father, right? My dad was one of the best automation engineers, okay, in Western New York, all right? And, you know, and you mean to tell me that I don't have a good enough head on my shoulders? When me and my dad are like freaking, you know, spitting images of each other. I talk and act and whatever, think just like him. My brain works just like his. I'm very, very good with numbers. I was very good at math. Very good with science. Stuff like that. It was, you know, this shit, it was like, it just came to me. You know what I mean? And, you know, so I did really good. I graduated in the top five of my class with a 3.74 overall GPA going through an all-hands-on training class or whatever for drafting and design. And learned AutoCAD back when it was like, AutoCAD release 9 and 10 and whatever were being used, you know, very the beginning days of AutoCAD, you know, and then I get out there, I got a nice resume and stuff and everything, job hunting, what a fucking joke job hunting is, interviewing, it's just crazy, you know, and I'll tell you right now, I don't know what the problem is with most of the world, irregardless of what the freaking industry or the trade is, right, or the profession, right? You want to know what the problem is? Too many people have too many unrealistic expectations and misconceptions about everything, right? And too many people want to be too manipulative and figure out how to shave 4 cents off every nickel they might have to spend for anything, okay? And being cheap and cutting corners never gets anybody favorable results, right? I had a lot of companies that hired me after I got done with this all-hands-on training thing, drafting class thing, right? Okay. And they were trying to fit me as a round peg into some sort of a square hole to solve some sort of a problem that they had, right? That they shouldn't have had. That they had because of unmanageability. That was their fucking fault. Right? So, you know, and then an opportunity, a job opportunity, what I'm thinking is a foot in the door to try to start and embark on a career path, okay, after I put my time in, bit the bullet, made sacrifices to get through the schooling, right, okay, and then these fucking assholes that are out there running these machine shops and stuff and whatever and drafting, you know, and design fucking shops, okay, the only thing that they give two shits about, right, is the bottom line. And they want you to be able to hit the boards running with minimal supervision, right, not make any mistakes, and come in there and be a fucking, an idiot savant of a fucking, you know, entry-level fucking designer. You know what I mean? And if not, then you don't fucking cut the grade. And that's pretty fucked up. You know, how about bringing somebody in and mentoring them, teaching them? You know what I mean? Being a little patient, you know, and having some respect. You know what I mean? And remember that, you know, 100%. You know, you didn't come out of your mother's womb, okay, knowing what you know and being able to do what you do, okay, with your 20 to freaking 30 years or whatever of experience as a freaking design engineer. You know, somebody had to freaking, you had to grab a hold of somebody's coattails and stuff and whatever, you know, and be led along and be on a learning curve of some kind, whether it was a rapid curve or not. You know, so, mm-hmm. And
now, Steve,
so anyways,
Steve, trying
to follow in my father's footsteps didn't work for me. My mother had passed away from cancer. I've been through a lot of shit in my life. And then my father and I, after she passed away, you know, me and him didn't get along good, you know, and I wasn't really on speaking terms with him for a lot of years. Now I live in a house that he bought me. This house here, I paid that rent, I paid him, you know, and I'm supposed to eventually inherit the house, you know. A portion of the rent doesn't even have to go for the bills for the house. Like, you know, a couple hundred bucks of it, he puts it aside or whatever every month, and what he's calling a maintenance fund for the house. And if the house doesn't need hardly any maintenance, you know, eventually that's going to, you know, he says that it can double as what he's calling like a little 401k, like trust fund for me, you know. So mm-hmm. I don't have a 401k. I have no retirement money, you know. And I'll tell you right now, if I wanted to retire today and I'm going to sell everything that I have for this business, I couldn't even get probably 1/16 of what I've got invested in everything that consists of the structure of my business. You know, my assets, my bucket truck, my dump truck, my chipper. The chipper's 25 and a half years old, right, and is in bad need of reconditioning. You know, the bucket truck's rusting out, right, you know. It runs and drives. It passed the valid New York State inspection. It don't run great, but it runs. Gets me to and from the jobs, right. The boom and the stuff and the bucket, everything operates good. You know, it's safe to work out of, you know. So I don't know if OSHA would think it was safe. OSHA would probably red tag it, shut me down. You know, so the fiberglass basket or man bucket, the platform, whatever you want to call it, that, you know, that needs some fiberglass work and stuff and whatever, and I probably need to buy a new liner for it. But you know what? Where am I supposed to get this money? It sure the fuck ain't growing on trees. At least not any that are in my yard that I can just pick the money. You know, so I used to make money in this business where it was like it was growing on trees. You would have thought I was picking it off of the tree while I was up there cutting it. But
right.
The economy sucks, and things
Steve,
have changed.
Real quick, what's
you know?
The
so,
CV code on that card?
It's 302.
Thank you.
Anyways, I'll be 56 in April 12th, and you know, and I've been running this business for too long, and I don't want to just barely survive, or just, I'm not going to just continue to struggle and barely survive with this business. I'm not going to do it. So.
We're going to definitely get you up there. Now, really quick, what's a good, we have a security question we set up that way, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, you can verify with this. We have three options for that question. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to choose?
You mean if somebody calls and they see they're calling from Vocal Splash, if I'm suspicious?
If you're suspicious or like you call into us and we want to verify it's you, we're going to ask the same question. Yeah. So
I get it. Okay. Oh my God, a security question?
Yeah, it's your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. We can use either one of those.
First pet's name.
And what's the answer for that?
So, and he was followed by two other dogs, right, after him, that were the same name, first name. Casey. Spelled with a C. C-A-S-E-Y, Casey.
Okay.
So it's Irish.
Yeah, and when would you...
the dog was an Irish setter.
Okay. Two questions. When do you want this process tomorrow? And when do you want your client interview? First, when do you want this process tomorrow for the 249?
When do I want to process tomorrow? I don't know. Yeah. Maybe after somebody goes over stuff with me or whatever. What did you call it?
Well,
the client interview?
Yeah, well, we can't do that until we have the actual payment process.
Oh, okay, fine. I'm sorry. I guess I was confused there. Okay, so, I don't know. I can go up to Family Dollar and put the money on the card or whatever after they open, and I'm not sure what time they open at. They probably open at 8 in the morning.
Okay.
Right, so maybe I'll be up there sometime between 8 and 8:30 and put the money on there.
Okay, how about like 10 o'clock? That works?
Most mornings, even if I have a tree job to go and do, I don't even usually leave my driveway till 8 a.m. by the time I've loaded the truck and stuff like that. Between 8 and like quarter after is my normal rollout time, you know. So more than likely I can be up there. I can put the money on the card by 8:30, right? And, you know, so if somebody wants to call me at like 9 o'clock to verify that the funds are available and that they can process the card, then that would work.
Yeah, let's give it a moment. So I'll call you at 10 and I'll verify that that's done and we'll process it from there. And,
call me at 10. Listen, slow down. I don't even know what the weather forecast is for tomorrow. And I got a cut and leave that I could go and do and make a few $100 doing it, okay, for a friend of mine. That basically, I didn't get to it all week because I was caught up with this job out in Victor, right, and whatever. So, and I already told him, right, last time I talked to him that we could probably do it Friday morning, right? So I might talk to him after I get off the phone with you, right, and whatever, and put it in place. But I got to check the weather forecast first. So, you know, I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse. If you call me at 10 o'clock and I'm up in my bucket cutting, okay, I'm not going to answer the phone. I probably won't hear it. Mm-hmm. I'll probably have the phone in the truck. I don't usually bring it up in the bucket with me. I don't want my phone to get damaged or drop it from up there or something. You know, so because it's too frustrating and aggravating and too much of an inconvenience when my phone gets smashed and I got to replace it and I lose all my text logs and stuff and whatever every fucking time. Right. So that just happened like a month ago and I lost, I don't know, a lot of important text logs. Sometimes customers text me, you know, whatever. There's probably job leads and stuff or whatever that were in there that, you know, or stuff that
right.
I could have turned into a job lead, you know. So, anyways, I got to figure out some kind of a way to back up text logs. I'm with T-Mobile and whatever, but I have a Samsung phone and I have a Samsung account. I don't know if there's some way to save the text logs or whatever in the cloud, Samsung cloud or something. I don't know. I got to figure it out. But, neither here nor there, you know, I could be.
Yeah, so I'll try you at 10 tomorrow. If not,
so if you're going to tell me that, then regardless of what I'm doing at 10 o'clock, right, I have to be prepared to be able to answer my phone at 10.
If I don't connect with you right then, I'll just try you later on, as well as I'll shoot you over my personal information, which you can always text me back at, and then we can connect through that manner as well.
Uh-huh. What are you going to do? That information? You're going to email me your contact?
I was going to text you that that's okay.
Yeah, text it to me. That's better than it's easier for me to access the text than it would be the email.
Okay, I'm sending you
especially,
that.
Especially with my phone. I mean, I get the emails to my phone, but I have 4 Gmail accounts in the phone too. So my email log or whatever is pretty congested.
Right. All right. So I went ahead and sent that over to you via text. That's going to be my direct line and information. And as well
all
as
right, Evan.
Text back that number that I sent to you from. If you aren't able to pick up the phone tomorrow, just text that number and let me know when you are available, and I'll call you promptly to get everything going.
Sounds good, Evan.
Yes, sir, Steve. Well, I appreciate you taking my call today. That's all we need to do for today. I'll try calling you up tomorrow at 10. If not, we'll reconvene whenever you're available, and we'll get you on board, and we'll get you where you need to be.
So it's $240 a month, and it's going to stay at $240 a month indefinitely?
Yes, sir. It's going to maintain that $249 a month every single month. We're never going to bring that up on you without any type of hidden or additional fees at any point either.
Oh, it's $250 a month, basically. $249, you said it is.
Yes, sir.
I see. So anyways, and you're going to do Facebook ads?
Yeah, $100 of that directly goes to Facebook ads.
Okay, where are these Facebook ads going to be seen and whatever, and how often do they refresh and stuff?
Well, specifically, that's exactly why I was asking for those cities and places that you wanted to be in, because we tailor it to exactly what you want. And within that, it's going to range in between anywhere from 400 to 600 clicks a month. That's what about that $100 budget gets you. It just fluctuates all in the actual popularity of the area we're putting you in and things of that nature.
Uh-huh. On Facebook. I don't really, I mean, like when I look on Facebook and I see like these ads, like these pop-up ads and stuff, like especially these ones for these SEO and lead generation companies and stuff, there's a lot of ads for those that come up for some reason when I open up my Facebook, you know, and that's just going through like the reels and stuff, you know what I mean? And whatever. So like these ads or whatever that you're talking about, are they going to come up like those, or how are they going to be visible to people that, you know, might be potential?
Yeah, customers? They're going to be those ads. They're going to be those targeted ads just like that you're seeing, but they're only going to be showing up in front of people who are already actively looking and doing searches for tree services, as well as if they visit like your website or they visit your Google page or anything like that. We're going to make sure that as soon as they get on the Facebook, it's programmed to show your advertisement for them a second time.
Let me ask you something. Like, what if somebody puts a post up, right, on their Facebook page or whatever, right? Or they put up like a public post or whatever, right? That, cause I see where people will say, oh, I'm looking for recommendations, I have a couple trees that I need removed, you know, from my property, and I'm looking for recommendations for, tree service, right? You know, and then they have friends or whatever that, you know, will recommend somebody to them or whatever, or like if it's not a private post, that just their friends can see. If it's like a public post, you know, then they're going to get, you know, they get like in the comments, you know, or whatever, like if you go into their comments, you can see where they've got like 20 to 50 freaking whatever suggestions, you know, or recommendations, you know what I mean? And sometimes I'll go on there and whatever, and I'll just, you know, in a roundabout way, kind of recommend my business, you know, and myself, you know. And I'll say, oh, you know, I'd love to, you know, help you with that. Love to be able to give you a free estimate, you know, and whatever. And then, you know, what I'll do is I'll like say the name of my business and stuff like that, my name and the phone number. And then I'll put like my web domain, the website, like the domain name in there, right? Or whatever. So that, you know, they can go right to the website if they want to, whatever, from their comments. From the comment that I put in. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
if somebody does that, if there's somebody that's looking for recommendations or whatever for a tree service, for whatever potential scope of work they might have, right, somebody like that or whatever, would they, just because they put that post up, automatically be able to see, you know,